August is a wicked month, says Edna O'Brien. But sometimes beautiful things can happen in August. September will always be associated with 9/11 and the Twin Towers tragedy. However, the iconic World Trade Center also has an August connection, one that does not involve the horror-stricken faces and anguished gasps of early morning New York commuters. Instead, on the morning of August 7th, 1974, those on the busy Manhattan streets were stopped in their tracks as they gazed upwards at the Twin Towers skyline. Their faces were full of curiosity, which was to change to wonder and gleeful admiration over the next hour. They saw a 24-year-old Frenchman, Philippe Petit, walking on a wire cable from one of the Twin Towers to the other. He was 1,768 feet above the Manhattan streets, and he had no harness or safety equipment of any kind. Naturally, the crowd of curious onlookers grew and grew. For 45 minutes, they watched, enthralled, as Philippe walked back and forth from the north to the south tower, holding an 8-foot balancing pole. They saw him skip, dance, and sit on the wire. Those lucky office workers who watched from the upper stories reported seeing Philippe sing and even have a conversation with an interested seagull. The glorious escapade ended only when the New York Police Department sent a helicopter and warned Petit that he would be forcibly plucked from the air if he did not immediately desist from his illegal activity. And so, to rapturous applause from all who witnessed this extraordinary event, Philippe Petit completed one of the most famous walks in history. Philippe was born in August 1949 in Seine-et-Marne, France. His father was an airline pilot, and this may have been a factor in inspiring his son to be interested in looking upwards. As a child, Philippe loved to play on trees, and he often experimented by walking on low ropes from one tree to another. But as he grew, Philippe felt destined for a higher calling. He began looking at interesting buildings, such as Notre Dame Cathedral and Sydney Harbour Bridge. And in his late teens, he did, in fact, do some wire walking on those structures. These activities he would later describe as nothing when compared to his stunning Twin Towers achievement. The first remote whisper of an idea of doing something at the World Trade Center came to Philippe as he sat in a dentist's waiting room in Paris in 1968. There, Philippe read a magazine article on the yet-to-be-constructed Twin Towers. The seed had been planted, and over the coming years, Philippe became obsessed with what he himself termed le coup. A wealthy German friend provided financial support, and Philippe spent a year making preparations for le coup. He hired a helicopter and took several trips over the Twin Towers, studying the angles and layout, the wind effect in various weather situations, and other relevant information. Philippe was also now in a position to employ a team of conspirators to assist him in his daring adventure. On the eve of August 7th, 1974, Philippe and his men gained entry to the Twin Towers under the guise of carrying out an electrical project on the roof, and they made their way to the top. Some of the team were in the South Tower, while Philippe and others worked in the North Tower. When office employees went home after their day's work, Philippe and his team hid under a tarpaulin cover until the coast was clear. Using a bow and arrow type maneuver, they managed to attach the wire cable to both towers. They spent hours checking safety issues and getting the tension of the wire cable exactly as they wanted it. By 6:45 a.m., on the morning of Wednesday, August 7th, 1974, for the first and only time in their history, the Twin Towers were firmly linked together. Out from the North Tower stepped Philippe to begin one of the most famous walks of all time. In the aftermath of this extraordinary event came the inevitable court appearance, which added further excitement to the whole episode. Philippe's punishment, if you could call it that, was a judge's order to put on a free show for children in Central Park. Another interesting spin-off effect was the fact that the popularity of the Twin Towers increased greatly as a result of the enormous publicity involved. Prior to the walk, there had been less than expected demand for office space. Now, suddenly, every big company in New York wanted to have their office headquarters located at the Twin Towers. Next Wednesday, August 7th, is the 45th anniversary of Philippe Petit's stunning achievement. No doubt Philippe, now a celebrated author and public speaker, will joyfully recall and celebrate the great event. And I suspect that among the millions on the New York streets, some sharp morning commuter will cast a wistful upward glance at the Manhattan skyline in memory of Philippe and Le Coup.